Welcome to the Take My Life to 10 podcast show with your host, Tracy Horton, here to provide you with tips and strategies to improve your life and career while also helping you discover your purpose. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to my continuation from last week's episode concerning women being a little more cooperative in their relationships while utilizing more feminine energy than masculine energy. So, you know, I decided that I was going to begin that journey myself because I've always operated in more of a masculine energy, and that wasn't working because I actually want a masculine man, so I don't want to be in charge all the time. So I had to make some changes. I have to make some changes, so I've owned that. But I also realized that there's a breakdown and a disconnect between women and men out here looking for love and looking to be in relationships. You know, we keep hearing that there's no good men out here. And, you know, the men are saying there's no good women out there. And I have to say, first of all, we must stop saying that, because that is not true. There are a lot of good men out here, and there are a lot of good women out here. So we have to figure out where is the disconnect for why it's so hard to find a quality mate to build something with. So this episode is not going to be about me talking. I'm going to pose two questions to the audience, and I'm going to discuss those results next week. So the question is, one, if men want to lead in relationships and marriage, how are they showing up and leading during the dating phase? Or have they stopped leading during the dating phase? So that is question number one. Question number two is, if men and women are saying that they can't find a good man or woman, but there are good men and women out here, from what is your opinion of why we're having such a hard time connecting? So those are the two questions that I'm putting out there to you to answer, because we have to figure it out based on our experiences and based on what we've been through and how people are showing up when they're meeting people, because you can't get to that relationship stage, that marriage stage, if we're not doing the date and getting to know you phase correctly. So this is a very, very short episode today. That's something I want you to ponder, think about, and get back to me and let me know what you think so we could figure this out. So I'm going to leave that right there. And that's all we're talking about today. And I will talk with you next week. So you send your responses directly to my email address at takemylife210, the number 10, at gmail.com. And let's see what we have to say about it. I will see you next week.